some have dubbed the super drought. Now, Sue runs Nell's Pantry in Forbes, and her community work helps farming families get by with everyday needs like food and toiletries. She joins us now on The Daily. Thank you so much for joining us, Sue.
Thank you for having me.
So, Sue, what's the situation with farmers in Forbes at the moment as we kind of come towards the end of the year?
Well, the situation is quite critical because we've just finished the harvest and there hasn't been a harvest. Farmers usually put crop in April, May, and then they get their income, their one income for the year in December, January, February, depending on when they sell their grain. And so consequently, mm-hmm. the last 2 years, there hasn't been any crops, any grain. They've tried, but it hasn't come through. So that means a big financial pressure on farmers around.
Well, yeah, if they're missing their whole income for a year, that's going to cause pretty big problem.
Big hardship. And also sheep and cattle around. But of course, because there's no feed around on the ground, and they've been buying in hay for the last 2 years, and your money runs out when you pay big money. So things are very critical around Forbes, not only Forbes, right out central west, really, right out west. And even further out west, they're probably worse off than we are.
Now, Sue, with your organization, Nell's Pantry, can you tell us a bit about what you do to help the farming community?
Well, Nell's Pantry comes under the auspices of the St. John's Anglican Church, Forbes. We are totally a volunteer place. We run ourselves, but God's been really good to us and brought lots of people in like yourselves to find out about Nell's Pantry. It runs on a Tuesday open from 1 to 3.30 because Tuesdays is the selling of sheep at the livestock sales centre. So the farmers come from there to our Nell's Pantry. They're able to come in, they have to register, and they bring their bags and take their food. We think of it as a hand out, not a hand up.
Well, you think of it the other way around, hand up, not a hand out. Yeah.
A hand up, not a hand out.
Yep.
Because if they can get something from our pantry, they can use that money that they would normally buy food with to pay their children's shoes or their education or electricity bill.
Mm-hmm.
It's a hand up, not a handout. Yes, sorry.
Yeah. Now, with organizations like Nell's Pantry, what's sort of different between what they provide and what's sort of the aid announced by the government with this $3.9 billion drought relief fund?
Well, we feel that it's good for mental health. They come off the farm. They come and talk to us. We've got to know them personally. And then they're able to come and get whatever food they like. Sometimes we have extra things, so we let them know we might have extra veggies.
Yeah.
Someone's come along with hampers, not from the government, and then we hand them out, or we buy dog feed food and they get that. It's all voluntary hours, and we're not connected to any government agency.
And you're filling in the gaps that are sort of left there.
There is an Anglicare pantry at St. George's Pantry in Parks, but there's nothing this side of Parks.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have people come from as far as Grenfell to West Wyalong out to Condobolin. So our radius would be about 150-kilometre radius, really. Yes.
Yeah, Sue, and what kind of things do you get donated to your pantry? Do you have any sort of standout donations or anything that sort of like sticks out in your memory, or do you have sort of general things that people will, you know, continually kind of give to you?
People continually give, and we had a chemist in our town that ran a drive, I guess, and customers bought things at discount. They put them in a basket. They presented us with that last week, from all medical supplies right through to toiletries and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
People are so generous. They're hurting themselves, but they give as well. We find this Forbes community is just so resilient in the fact they help one another and it boosts people's morale. But the businesses also are feeling it in town.
Yeah.
And one thing we have never done is ask any business for anything. So
it's
ours
all voluntary.
Is completely, yes, and people have come to us, we don't go to them. I think that's the uniqueness of our pantry, really, because we run under the church and we believe it's been supplied, provided for.
Okay.
And I am a farmer myself.
Right.
So my husband and I are on a family farm, which was, we were the third generation, but our children are now taking it on. And we've been here since 1937. And we live on a 832-hectare wheat, sheep, canola place. And my father-in-law is 93, and he lives across the road. And he first time he's run out of water.
Yeah.
Dams, everything. We did have a 10-year drought, but we had this one seems to somehow be worse.
Well,
and so we're in the process of putting pipe down from a bore for 2.5 kilometres to try and get him some water to his garden and toilet.
Well,
so he lives on his own across the road from us. So, and we want our farm to be sustainable. Well, it has been. As you can see, we've been here since 1937. Yeah. But at the moment, we're copping dust storms all the time and no rain and, no water in the dam.
So, yes, it does. It sounds terrible for the community. It's really nice to hear the community's pulled together. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.